Hi, this is Larry London, and I welcome you to Border Crossings. And today we are joined by a singer-songwriter who is, based in Nashville, Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken. We welcome none other than Levi Hummonds to Border Crossings today. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. This is so exciting.
No, it's very exciting for us to have you on. Your father was a Grammy-winning country music writer, artist. So obviously, you know, I mean, growing up, you had the Dixie Chicks over the house for dinner and things like that. But, you know, what was it like having that inspiration, that influence in your career? Your dad, obviously, the one who planted the seed.
Yeah, I mean, having my dad as a kind of a mentor for music for me is just it's always been so special to have somebody so close to me that I can rely on and send songs still to this day and get his feedback and, you know, constantly looking for that approval just as a son and father relationship. But no, I'm very blessed to have such a successful father. And it was definitely crazy coming home from high school or coming home from middle school and walking in the room and seeing the Rascal Flatts or one time it was Jessica Simpson or, you know, just so many amazing artists just in the house and getting to meet these people. It was really incredible.
Mm-hmm. And you remain humble, I guess. You know, you must have grown up thinking that that's common, that everybody's got Jessica Simpson over for dinner.
I definitely did take it for granted. I mean, I think as I entered the professional music space, I kind of look back now and I'm like, these are awesome stories. These are incredible experiences. But yeah, growing up, it was just like, oh, my dad's writing a song with, you know, John Legend today. And that was just like, that was just the norm. And that was what me and my brothers all grew up around. But yeah, definitely once, cause I always loved music, but I never really pursued it professionally until about 22. So up until then I was just kind of living my life, doing my own thing. And music was just kind of my dad's thing.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't music always. You decided 22. So what had you thought about before music?
So my mom's a preacher, my dad's a songwriter, and they inspired me and my two younger brothers to always, do something creative, play a sport and do well in school. That was kind of like the three rules of the house. But if we did all that, we were kind of free to do whatever we wanted. So I was always creative. I went to school in Florida for 2 years for visual arts. And, but music was always part of my life. I always loved going to concerts. I always picked up a guitar and kind of like messed with it, but I never, considered it a profession, until after I got my first real broken heart.
Ooh, we're going to have to hear more about that. Your first broken heart. Did that inspire a song?
Yeah, I think that, that inspired my first probably 75 songs that I wrote. And I was in school in Florida and then sending songs back to my dad in Nashville and his publisher, Steve Marklin. And they basically both reached out to me, said, "You're pretty good at this. Like, what are you doing in Florida? Just come back to Nashville. You're from Music City, USA." Mm-hmm. And ended up transferring. I think they reached out via email, like, on a Tuesday, and I think I transferred on Thursday.
Does your ex know the 75 songs were about her?
Oh my gosh. This is like over a decade ago now. So
it's normal that, you know, like a Taylor Swift writes a song about her past relationships. Everybody's writing songs about their relationships now. I always found it interesting, you know, when you wrote a song about a real life situation, if the person who's the subject knows that or not.
I do remember, and I'll probably get like in trouble for saying this, but I do remember like years went by. It was like probably like, I think it was like 21. So 21 is when I kind of left Eckerd College and went to Belmont University in Nashville. And I think a couple of years after that, I got like a direct message from that ex, and it was like, "I never should have broken up with you. Like, it was a horrible thing." I was like,
sure, now that I'm successful, now you want to get back together.
And that was kind of some bittersweet feeling. I don't know, that's really, probably need to go see a therapist about it, but that was, definitely my introduction, though, was feeling real emotional pain and wanting to figure out how to cope with it and deal with that. And even though I went to school as a visual artist, I felt like I related mostly to music and lyrics and melodies, and that was kind of my that was my muse.
And I see lots of visual things going on. You got things in the background, you got visual things going on your body, So is there interesting stories behind these tats?
Yeah, every tattoo of mine has a story behind it. And you're actually in my house. So this is my studio in Nashville.
Oh, cool.
And, I actually stream live. So I'm a part of TikTok Lives program for basically emerging creators. And so during 2020, I started going live a lot on TikTok, and now it's become one of my things that I do, other than just write songs, tour and everything. Going live and creating a, cultivating a fan base on live has been a huge thing for me.
Mm-hmm. And you have, of course, hundreds of millions of streams already, hundreds of millions. And Spotify's named you one of their artists, top five artists. And you know, there's so many other different accolades that you're receiving. What is the end goal? I mean, are you hoping to win a CMA or a CMT, or what is the end goal?
The end goal is, I don't know, it's music. So there's like no end goal.
There's no end goal.
Yeah. I think like you can, I think in music, I mean, I have goals, which are, I set my goals to the very top. So it's Grammys, it's selling out stadiums one day. It's like every musician's dream. If you're pursuing it as an artist, it's just, you want to reach the most people possible. Mm-hmm. But you know, as I've kind of entered into this next chapter in my life, my goals and desires have been mostly to just be able to create the music I really want to create and generate an audience and a fan base that is excited about it and is hungry for more. And I think those all kind of come hand in hand with one another. It's success and honesty and real creation all go hand in hand, I believe.
Levi Hummin is on the show today. We're talking about his new music. You're going to do a song for us. What is the song you're going to sing first?
First, I'll sing my song that I wrote with my buddy Walker Hayes. It's a song called Paying For It. And we collaborated in 2021 on this song. It was so special. And it was like the next week he blew up because he released a song called Fancy Like, which was the Applebee's song. And yes. Absolutely took over, went from like selling 500 tickets to stadiums. And so being a part of this song, being a small part of his journey was really special. And I'm very excited. This song is going to have another life very soon. And it's been a blessing.
Did he get his daughter to dance in the music video like he did in Fancy Like?
Oh yeah. Lila, his daughter, actually choreographed the dance to this song on TikTok. And I owe her one.
All right. The name of the song is?
Paying For It.
Paying For It. Here's Levi Hummin on Border Crossings.
Bought all your drinks, never split one bill. I made a green, but I made a rain on your field. Never saw one penny roll out your purse the whole time we were hooking up. When you said goodbye, I figured I'd be a little bit richer, but I'm still paying for it out the wazoo. Like you still on my towel, girl, cause I'm drinking for two. Dropping all my quarters on them sad songs. That cab ain't half price even though I'm riding alone. Ain't just that piggy bank you broke my heart, say keep breaking too. I'm still paying for me, yeah. Met a girl in a bar, had a dance or two. Had a real good chance taking her home till I called her you. The offering plate went by church and I almost took a dollar. Feels like we got divorced and I had a real cheap lawyer. And I'm still paying for it out the damn wazoo. Like you still on my towel, girl, cause I'm drinking for two. Dropping all my quarters on them sad songs. That cab ain't half price, even though I'm riding alone. Ain't just that piggy bank you broke my heart, say keep breaking too. I'm still paying for it, yeah. Here's my best Walker Hayes impression. Said my bill falls empty, so is my heart. Ain't no credit left on my credit card. I'm running out of tears, I'm running out of gas. Hit the ATM and hit me back. The transaction denied, baby. Why you got me locked outside, baby? I don't even got a little jingle. I don't like being broken single. You're costing me all kind of things money can't buy, yeah. Should've known what I have before I let it go. just like my last time. And I'm still paying for it out the damn wazoo. Like you still on my tap, girl, cause I'm drinking for two. Dropping all my quarters on them sad, sad songs. That grab ain't half price, even though I'm riding alone. Ain't just that piggy bank you broke my heart. Say me breaking too. I'm still paying for it.
Border Crossings, Levi Humman is our guest. That's called Paying For It. What was the inspiration of the song, Paying For It?
Wow. Well, I had this title called Paying For It, and this was actually my first, when I wrote this song, this was my first write with Walker. And we stepped into the studio together, and I had saved this title for him because I was so excited to write with Walker. And it was called Paying For It, but it was this like very sad, minory song. And when Walker heard it, he was like, I love that idea, this idea that you're even though your ex is gone, that you're still paying for double drinks, you're still paying for that same cab, you're still, you know, your bills don't change or whatever. But he's like, we need to make it fun. And so he brought this very bluesy, swampy blue, like just vibe. And we collaborated on it. He and I both left that room saying like, this song is so good. Like, we got to get this out in the world. And yeah, he featured on it.
That's great. And so you collaborated with Walker Hayes. Have you collaborated? You collaborated with other artists, right? I mean, you got a number of different songs. You've worked with other artists. I wanted to ask you, I always ask my guests, what are your top three on your wish list to collaborate with? And they can be dead or alive.
Well, dead or alive. I would say Jeff Buckley would be number one, just because his music like quite literally fell on my lap when I was a kid. And that was like one of the most inspiring artists to me was Jeff Buckley and his album, The Grace album. And I'd say Bob Marley and then Billie Eilish.
Wow. That's a diverse collection. So, I mean, is country the only thing that you want to do? Or, I mean, if you work with Billie Eilish, you'd obviously have to change it around.
You know, I think country is expanding, and I'm always like, a part of me is always going to be country, just from being from Nashville, having a dad that was so ingrained in, you know, he's in the Nashville Songwriter Hall of Fame. Like, I'm so in Nashville, but I do feel like I am a listener from everything from Dolly Parton to Tupac, and I love everything in between. And so being able to collaborate, cross genre collaborate is something that I've always enjoyed and I'm going to be doing very soon in the future.
Have you written anything with your dad together?
We actually have a song. We have a few songs together. But one of my favorites that we collaborated on was a song called Love Heals, which I got to feature Alison Krauss on. Wow. And it's a song that's dedicated to my mom's company called Thistle Farms that's based here in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You sound cool. Like you got a lot going on there, working with your dad and everybody else and getting ready for a tour. Are you going on the road?
Yeah, we're planning on touring this fall, doing some headlining dates, but we also have some other stuff we're working on that's going to be very exciting. And I'm in the season of my life right now where it's like, I can't even say all the things that are happening, but there's just so much.
Oh, come on. Just between us. We'll keep it between us.
I'll tell you after the interview.
Thanks a lot. Levi Humman is with us here on Border Crossings. You're going to do another song for us?
Yes, I will. I'll sing you guys my song that blew up on TikTok. It's a song called Good Riddance. And how I blew it up on TikTok was I released it on a Wednesday and it wasn't doing much on Wednesday. For some reason, I decided, I was like, I'm going to try this out, release on Wednesday. Wednesday goes by, Thursday goes by, and it's still doing nothing. And then on Friday, I was like, I'm going to make this video and I'm going to dare people to send this song to their ex. And I woke up the next day and like 3,000 videos have been made, and then end of that week, 7,000. And now like today, it's like 81,000 videos have been made to the sound on TikTok. Wow. And it at first started sending it to your ex and then became, you know, Kicking Addiction, Good Riddance to the Past and All My Bad Decisions. And it's been a really special song.
That's great. Well, we've got Levi Humman here, and this is a song called Good Riddance. Let's listen to it.
I was getting kind of sad drunk there on the couch. I was drinking about my bad luck and love walking out. When the door swung open, there he stood. My pity party in the corner was through. Good riddance to that lukewarm beer in the kitchen. Good riddance to them sad songs. Say good riddance to the past. I ain't ever looking back, no. My buddy hear me say, get your job off the floor. I went right up to you, said, do you want to chill on the porch? You said, sure, damn girl, that conversation. It caught me off guard, now I'm catching me saying. Sad songs. I don't want to listen. You thought my heart was broke, but turns out it isn't. When a girl like you walks into a room, all you can do is say good riddance to the past and all my bad decisions. I ain't ever looking back. I'm just saying good riddance, yeah. Good riddance. Sad songs. I don't want to listen. You thought my heart was broke, but turns out it isn't. When a girl like you walks into a room, all you can do is say good riddance to the past. And all my bad decisions, I ain't ever looking back. I'm just saying good riddance, yeah. Yeah, good riddance.
Border Crossings, good riddance. It's Levi Hummin who's with us today, and maybe that's one of those 75 songs you wrote for that ex a number of years ago. But yeah, it's a very relatable song, and you write a lot of music. Is it your personal experience? Where's the motivation for the songs you write? Where do you get your motivation?
Yeah, I think definitely through relationships. I think in the words of Tay-Tay, aka Taylor Swift, it's like writing from real experiences and real relationships. And a lot of times though, as you can hear through Paying For It and Good Riddance, is I kind of make fun of myself within a breakup, and I make kind of breakups fun in a way, because I kind of like the turn of phrase of, you know, something that's kind of sad and depressing, finding the positive spin on it. Mm-hmm. And so that's definitely something, but there's definitely more serious songs kind of, I think in the pipeline that point more to just like real life experience and not just breakups.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you have a platform, you're a role model. Probably you never thought of yourself as being a role model, but yes, you are now in the fame that you've found. So all your fans look up to you, and you know, those that are into music want to be Levi Hummin one day. So you went through some personal struggles. You touched on it earlier. Can you give advice to people who might be experiencing similar challenges, you know, addiction or mental health or whatever they might be? What helped you?
I mean, for me, I got to town in Nashville, and within like the first 6 months, I signed a publishing deal, and I signed a record deal about a year later with Big Machine Records. And about a year and a half after that, I lost my record deal, had to find a new publisher, had to find a new manager. And I did a lot of self-work during that time period. And I think for me, a lot of that is just kind of owning up to growing up for me. That was a huge thing. It was like, I needed some growing up to do. And I feel like right now in my life right now, it is so important to just not take things for granted, to live in the moment, to be thankful for the things that you achieve and you receive. And so I would tell everybody out there, it's like, just slow down and realize the blessings that you have, and don't take anything for granted.
Yeah, slow down and breathe. That's all. Just people need to take a breath, right? We're all moving too fast. There's too much on the news to distract us with. But Levi Hummin is here to bring us some great music. Singer-songwriter, which is a title that not everybody has, because not everybody writes songs. And so where would be the most interesting or unusual place you ever got a song? Where did it come to you? What were you doing at the time?
I guess that kind of leads us into the third song I'm going to sing. But one of the craziest experiences of songwriting for me. And this is kind of some woo-woo stuff, so I don't know if you want to hear it.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
But, you know, my dad always taught me, he's like, songs like come from the top of the head and then out. Like, it's always inspiration kind of flows through you in a unique way. And it's not always from the heart. And I remember when I was driving to Music Row to go write this song, a verse just popped in my head, and it said, "I'm more mountains and rivers than oceans and waves. I'm more moonshine and whiskey than vineyards and grapes. I'm not from California. I'm from somewhere you aren't anymore." And that literally, that entire line just like popped in my head. Like there wasn't any thinking. It just was there all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And I wrote it down in my voice memo. And I was like, this is special. Like, I know something is here. Ended up writing this song with the Warren Brothers, a guy named McVee, and my dad. And Tim McGraw recorded the song and put it on his album called Here on Earth. And a couple months later, I got to open up for Tim McGraw in Michigan. And he told me that he had like full on recorded it. It was going on the album. And it was just the craziest full circle moment. But that was true inspiration, just in the car sitting there, and a verse just fell into my lap.
Is that the song you're going to do next?
Yes, it's called Not From California.
Not From California, Levi Hummon here on Border Crossings.
I'm more mountains and rivers than oceans and waves. I'm more moonshine and whiskey than vineyards and grapes. I'm more back roads and dives than Hollywood signs. I'm more sit by the jukebox and lines out the door. No, I'm not from California. Stars on the sky, there's some stars on the sidewalk. I'm more old wooden pew than a bench on the boardwalk. I'm more kiss you and mean it than love you and leave it. I'm more roots in the ground than footprints on the shore. No, I'm not from California. Dreaming while I'm back here drinking over us. I'm not from California, but tonight I wish I was. I'm not from California. Tough and fake it, then find a flight and take it, cause I'm too late to say I'm sorry. All I'm sorry for, no, I'm not from California, but you can't say I didn't warn ya.
Levi Hummon, Border Crossings, and that's not from California, because he's not from California. He's from Nashville, and that's where he is right now. So Levi Hummon is our guest today, and where's the website that people can go to get information about your tour coming up, buy the records, you know, the downloads?
Yeah, everything is just Levi Hummon, Levi like the jeans, Hummon like hummus with an O-N, .com, or follow me on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. And I'm always talking about stuff, and all my announcements kind of stream through all that stuff. So make sure to follow me if you're interested in my journey, and it's just about to get crazy.
Mm-hmm. Where did the name Levi come from?
So my dad's side of the family is all from Ohio, and Levi, my great grandfather was Levi Hummon, and he was a Mennonite farmer. So a bunch mm-hmm. of Mennonites.
All right. Well, that's great. Named after Grandpa. I like it. Thank you so much for being on the show. Before we go, here's a chance for you to send a message out to our worldwide audience, your fans, and also the troops who also tune into the Voice of America.
Well, for the troops, thank you so much for your service. And I really do hope to go and tour across the entire world. And hopefully I'll see you not just here in America, but abroad. And to everybody else, you guys, follow my journey. It's just getting started. We are in this new phase, this new chapter, and I cannot wait to fill you in on everything. And I will see you very soon on the road.
All right. Come back and join us again, Levi, when you can tell me more about the new album and things like that. I'd love to have you back on. Levi Humman is our guest. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. You're watching VOA TV.